Preface. The heart of the author. If sinners be damned, at least let them leap to hell over our dead bodies. And if they perish, let them perish with our arms wrapped about their knees, imploring them to stay. If hell must be filled, let it be filled in the teeth of our exertions, and let not one go unwarned and unprayed for. Charles Spurgeon. Just a short while ago, I had the chance to sit with one of my living heroes. Dr. Stephen J. Lawson probably wouldn't like my choice of words because he doesn't view himself as heroic. But his advice rings in my ears every time I share the story of how I left the prosperity gospel. Telling your testimony is fine, he explained. Paul the Apostle did it. Many others have told their testimonies too. It can be helpful. But don't be one of those people who make sin look so good that people want to go out and do it. His voice elevated with passion. And it needs to point to Christ and glorify God. Storytelling for the sake of storytelling doesn't do much good. The gospel must be the focus. My face flushed, my head bowed low, and my collar suddenly felt way too tight. At that moment, I resolved in my heart, this prosperity gospel book needs to be inspiring. It needs to be truthful. But above all else, it needs to glorify God and communicate the gospel. This book was written with that purpose in mind. The glory of God is the chief end of every Christian story. Those who have been redeemed tell of the Redeemer and warn of the dangerous distractions that lead to darkness. This may be my story, but its purpose is way bigger than me. I am sharing intimate details about the life that I was saved from so you too can be saved or help save others. Even then, it's not my story that will save you. Only the true gospel has that power. Romans 1:16. This ultimately is a story about the one who can break any soul free from the bondage of deception. It is about the God of grace whose purposes and plans are unstoppable and who mercifully accepted me even after I had smeared his name for greedy gain. This book is about the mandate of the church to be salt and light throughout the earth and to stand up for the truth when Jesus Christ is being falsely represented as a commodity. There is much work to be done. God can and does save even the most ardent sinner. He also uses people to make a difference. Will you be ready when he chooses to use you in his plan of salvation? Maybe it's you who needs to change, or maybe it's you who will help others to change. As we journey through this book together, I promise to be brutally honest. Although I will be naming names and calling out sin, I'll remain biblical in that approach. You may be a Christian who has been upset by the injustice of prosperity preachers, and you're listening to this book looking for answers. If so, I promise to provide answers to your most pressing questions. Here are a few more things you should know. I write to the average reader or listener. I've written in magazines, posted numerous blogs, and co-authored academically researched work geared toward Christians who know a fair amount about their faith. But this book is not going to contain endless chapters on the historical and theological roots of prosperity theology. Nor will you find hundreds of footnotes for academic works that I've used to back up each statement. Better authors and scholars have written textbooks on this topic, and I highly recommend one of those if you're looking to go down every historical rabbit hole of this dangerous belief system. Instead, I've written my story with biblical teaching points along the way to help you understand the truth. Constructive critics have come to my table from both sides.